Welcome to the Sunday worship service of New York Church, August 16th, 2020. Holy Spirit calls you to His worship from Exodus chapter 15, verse 13. In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. O Holy Spirit, as we embark on the second journey of the series, The Water in the Wilderness, I pray the Holy Spirit guide us to the wellspring of your Son, Jesus Christ, and show us the wonderful, mysterious plan that you have provided and working by the God the Father's wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today is the second installment of the Water in the Wilderness series. We have begun last Sunday. Message title is God Standing on the Rock. The focus of the message is how God fulfills His covenant promise of Emmanuel, God being with us always, as we go through the wilderness phase of life's journey. Major points is two. First, water trial and Mara, and second, water trial and Massa. We are going to first read today's text, Exodus chapter 17, verse 1 through 7. This is the word of God. The whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin, traveling from place to place as the Lord commanded. They camped at Lephitim, but there was no water for the people to drink. So people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses replied, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to the test?" But the people were thirsty for water there, and they grumbled against Moses. They said, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to make us and our children and livestock die of thirst?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, "What am I to do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord answered Moses, "Walk on ahead of the people. Take with you some of the elders of Israel and take in your hand the staff with which you strike the Nile, and go. I will stand there before you on the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink." So Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel, and he called the place Massa and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled and because they tested the Lord and saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" This is the word of God. Amen. First, water trials of Mara. Throughout the Exodus, we encounter two different kinds of trials by water, Maras and Massas. Each trial has a unique set of challenges and requires different approach to resolve the problems. However, different appearance may be, the way we come to the resolution of solutions is still the same Jesus, who is the way and the truth and the life. While Mara's water trial is caused by the bitter water, the Massa's one is the lack of water. At the Mara's, the issue is not that we do not have water. We do have water, but we all know where the water is, but the water is a bitter one, cursed one, fallen from the original intention of water. Water is undrinkable and useless to quench the thirst. It's like, for example, you have a family, but instead of a family being the source of joy and comfort, it becomes the source of anguish and sadness. You have a better water, bitter water in your family. Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 19 sums it up this way. Like a bad tooth or a lame foot is a reliance on the unfaithful in times of trouble. To solve the water issue at Maras, we need to correct the problems to find a way to change the bitter water to a sweet water. You know where the water is and you just don't know what to do with the bitterness in the water. It is not to look outside of you, but to look within you. It is through the vision of the tree that has already appeared to Moses and your life. 2. When God showed the tree, Moses knew it. It is the same tree of a burning bush that has called him at the Mount Horeb. He was all alone with Moses, but just did not realize the tree's presence. So it is not looking outside of water or outside of you. It is looking inside of you and also inside of the water to change the chemistry, if you will. So the first sign of recovery that is happening is that you begin to realize the reason that you have this bitterness in your life's water is that you have forgotten who Jesus is and what he has done for you. You can analyze the bitterness by 1,000 excuses and multiple layers, but the bottom line is that you have forgotten your Lord, and consequently, this Jesus is lost to you. You have become oblivious to his presence, his redemption, your sonship by the Father God. You think, act like an orphan in your father's house. So the first sign of recovery is that I begin to realize why I have this bitter waterness in my life. It is because I have forgotten this cross of Jesus, and this cross of Jesus is lost to me. And I was lost to this cross. Why is my life bitter? Family relations sour. Fellowship with fellow church members distant. It is because the cross of Jesus, the tree, is not there. A lack of presence by me, not necessarily the absence of Jesus in my life, is the source of this bitterness. The second sign of recovery is that I begin to see and accept and refreshed again that this Jesus, who has already died on the cross and redeemed all my debt and guilt upon the cross of this particular situation and plight of mine too, he has already removed the bitterness, the thorns from the water, if you will. Then I have begun to sense this strange and yet undeniable joy coming within inside of me. I discovered the spring of joy, spring the water of gladness within me. This phenomenon, Jesus explained it to the Samaritan woman by the well. This woman, she came to draw the water in a very strange hour, making sure no one was around at the well, having had 5 husbands already and living with another one. She simply did not want to deal with the gossips in and around the well place. It is the bitter well for her, and Jesus carefully peeled off her facade and removed the bitter water from her well. John chapter 4, verse 13, Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again." Jesus is referring about the Samaritan well, but whoever drinks the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. Indeed, the water I give him or her will become in him, in her, a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The third sign that the cross is recovering being recovered within me is that I now begin to proclaim that this Jesus and cross that he bore for me. To the bitter water in my life, I don't avoid. I dare to face it by following God's command, overcome it through the obedience and sacrifice. How could it be possible for me to do such a thing? Do not look to you or any other sources, but look to Jesus on the cross. Because Jesus Christ did not avoid to drink this cup of bitter water and drank all of it for me. Jesus went a little further on, threw himself face downward on the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, take this cup of suffering from me, yet not what I want, but what you want." After a few verses later, Matthew 26, once more Jesus went away and prayed, "My Father, if this cup of suffering cannot be taken away unless I drink it, your will be done." They come to a place. Next phase. They come to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the scar. There they offered Jesus wine mixed with a bitter substance, but after tasting it, he would not drink it. Few verses down in Matthew, one of them ran up at once, took a sponge, soaked it in cheap wine, put it on the end of a stick, and tried to make him drink it. As much you see this Jesus on the cross, who drank the bitter cup for you, you will be able to drink the cup of your life's bitter water in obedience of his example of drinking my bitter water on behalf of me at the cross. This is how the bitter water of Mara in my life is changed into a sweet water through the cross of Jesus. Second, trial of water and Massa. That is, it is different from the Maras. At Massa, they really don't have any water whatsoever and don't know where to get the water. Unlike the Maras' way to find a drink of water by looking within, Massa's water trial involves in the outside characters and outward acts of obedience to get the water. Then the obvious question is, how do I find the right direction that I can find the water to quench the thirst of my life? The first step toward to get the water is the challenge whether I can take a step toward the Mount of God, Horeb, leaving behind the quarrelsome people who wanted to pick the dispute over who was right and which side was wrong. I'm not saying that we become escapists of any debates or disputes at all. There are worthy disputes we fully engage in for a good cause, but in this case of people's charge against Moses, even if Moses won over the dispute, would it make the waterless problem resolved to any way mitigated? Not at all. Everyone comes out as a loser and does not help the situation at all. God commanded Moses to go on ahead of the people. Some of the leaders of Israel who are willing to move forward to the mountain Horeb, take them with you. This is how you solve and resolve the waterless issue at Massa's trial. We are still in our church in the thick of COVID-19 crisis in general. The hardest period was the faithful weeks around the March 2nd Sunday. We, the New Hope Church and the members, suddenly found ourselves stranded in the middle of a wilderness, forced out of the place and physical touch. To make the bitterness more bitter, so many rumors and fake news rampaging around the area, accusing the church members with such slanderous and absurd charges. In the middle of these confusions, I saw members of the church, each on their own, began to move toward their version of Mount Horeb, God's Mount. Some began to start the scripture handwriting. Some have family devotion and altar with more vigor. Some start to cook and deliver the food at the doorstep of homes of the Lakins while wearing masks and social distancing to encourage members otherwise being disconnected from outside and at the brink of a serious depression. And some began to build the altar worship in keeping step with the digital world, like this Zoom worship or this recording. Like Moses and the elders, church family has begun to move inch toward every week toward the Mount of God. Second step of finding water to overcome the Massa's water trial is that you will encounter Son of God standing on the rock as Moses did. The order is to go to the Mount of God first, not the other around. How do we know that the rock is the rock that will solve my waterless problem? Because Jesus, the Son of God, is standing on it. Not until I meet this Jesus, Son of God, standing on the rock. I thought I was alone, stranded in this desert. But I have undeniable proof that I was never alone. Now, this God of Emmanuel was within me all the way. My Savior leads me. What have I to ask me? As the old hymnal says. I got the experience, the provision and protection from this Son of God. I finally have met my advocate, my defense lawyer, my spokesperson, my mediator. The third step of resolving the lack of water issue at Massa and coming closer to the Mount Horeb is that the rule of elders who came along with Moses, they got to see how this step of curse, Moses, that struck down the River of Nile to the Red Sea to exact the penalty of death and destruction to punish the sinners. They have witnessed the horrible truth of their salvation at the expense of an innocent victim of the Son of God, the rock that's been smitten by this curse of a staff. The punishment of curse of plagues that are supposed to be upon the sinners, who are supposed to be on the people who accuse God of being unfaithful, false promise, and Moses for lack of trust on God. Instead, this punishment of guilt verdict was exacted on the Son of God, the ultimate judge who took down from his judgeship and to become the advocate for us, to standing next to Moses, now then to take the beating of a people's sin, spill the blood of Passover lamb. The elders were to play the role of jury, to witness these court proceedings and God's gracious handling of it at the expense of God's own Son's sacrifice, the stricken rock. They have to acknowledge our God is more than advocate. He is our Redeemer and Savior, Lord. Those people far away, they were clueless where this water came from, how much suffering God had to go through for them to drink, not just physical water, but the life-giving, living water. But it is not so with those who are close and witnesses. What Moses did to the rock, strike the rock with the curse of a staff. John chapter 19, verse 34 and 35 testifies how Jesus fulfilled this water at Massa at the cross. One of the soldiers, however, plunged his spear into Jesus' side, and at once blood and water poured out. The man who saw it has given testimony, and his testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth, and he testifies so that you also may believe. You see, this witness of John's gospel is the following. The exact footsteps of elders and Martha, who saw this amazing grace that this God has brought forth by his sacrifice. Water from rock is the water of God's grace and mercy, paid by the blood of his son Jesus, and we are to live the life of witnessing the grace and mercy of Jesus. Now then, we see the reason why Bible records. So Moses did this in the sight of elders of Israel, in the absence of judgeship, taking the punishment of both plaintiff and defender, saving both parties at the expense of God's own son, what would be the verdict to be announced by the elders, these juries, to the public? What message should they carry to the people to explain what has happened at the stricken rock place in God's mountain? We also see why God identified the rock with the mountain Horeb. Physically, in actuality, it was a far distance from Mount Horeb. But from God's bird's eye view, or drone view, if you will, he foresaw what would take place in Mount Horeb. In Exodus chapter 19, a few chapters later, after days of a trip from Lephitim, the people finally arrived at Mount Horeb. After granting them of the stone tablet of the Ten Commandments, in Exodus chapter 24, verse 9 and 10, it says, God has invited the elders of Israel, this time, not some of them, but the full 70 of them, to come and dine with him. The verse goes, Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 of the leaders of Israel went up the mountain, and they saw what the Lord of Israel beneath his feet was what looked like a pavement of a sapphire, a blue as a sky. God did not harm these leading men of Israel. They saw God, and then they ate and drank together. The elders, some of the elders, they accompanied Moses. They have fulfilled their mission of witnessing the grace of God and build a new community of God's covenant, assisting Moses to bring them up to the mountain Horeb. It was their reward that God grants the personal audience with him. You and I are on the same mission of building a new covenant community of God, even during the COVID-19, more so during the COVID-19, upon this rock of a personal confession, who this Jesus is, as Peter did some 2,000 years ago, Matthew chapter 16, verse 15 and on. But what about you? Jesus asked. Who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by men, but by my Father in heaven. And I will tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Jesus did not refer to this person, Peter, as a rock, because a few verses later, Jesus referred this Peter as a Satan, get behind of me. Jesus refers the witnessing and confession upon Jesus. You and I are the next Peter in line. Let us witness this Jesus and this gospel of grace and mercy to those in need of living water. And it begins from within me. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your message to this Sunday as we go through the bitter water inside of me and the lack of water outside of us. Lord Father God, whether it's inside and outside, it all comes down to you and through you, by you and for you, in you. Without you, we are lost. Oh, Father God, whatever occasion, the worldly situation, bitterness, bitter water situation we may encounter, help us to come to you, listen to your voice, and use us as your messenger, as the Samaritan woman did, as these elders of Israel did, and use us to build a new covenant community of Christ upon the earth and on our family, on our church, on our neighbors. Let your kingdom reign in this country and the country we left behind. And also I lift up the offerings and prayers people are living it up to this occasion. Bless the offerings, bless the prayers, and multiply them in many ways and use them in such a way they will lift your honor up and they will rekindle your Christ power in the midst of these COVID-19 situations. Renew the Christian life. Renew your presence. May the mercy of Father God, love of Jesus Christ, communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit upon us, sevenfold in many times as we go through the day, through the evening, through the week, for the rest of our life forevermore. Amen. Amen.